So I'm still standing outside the Apple store, and it's late in the night and early in the morning, and today is the 7th of October 2011. My report on the Java 1 conference, it's been fabulous. It's, you know, at this time where you have the world's best CEO dying and having a Java conference, it's really ironic and awe-inspiring. And having said that, it makes me look at Java in a new light. I'm really, really, really happy that the JavaFX API has been released. The 2.0 is under availability. It means that developers and businesses, more importantly, can write production quality JavaFX applications. And I consider that the platform from this point on is now reinvigorated. When Sun Microsystems and Jonathan Schwartz and the rest of, and Nandini and Marnie got up on stage and said in 2007 we're going to reinvigorate the Java user interface and the platform, the client API, this mission has been accomplished, and now we can move on. So JavaFX 2.0 is going to be open sourced. Oracle intend to deliver a point release with some changes. They have a Mac OS X a developer preview, a Linux preview to come. And the fact that Oracle have delivered also JDK 7 is really important. It's meaningful. It's super important. I really think Java has a chance to actually survive my Freudian slip, and I'm sure I probably could be here, most likely will be here for a Java 1 2021. And I would like to see that the innovations, the announcements, and we can look back on these changes with really fantastic and glowing hearts and stuff. So the Java SE side of things will take care of itself. In that, overall, I'm slightly disappointed that Lambdas and Java 8 and the modularization is delayed by 6 months to 2013. Originally, last year, Java 1, they were announced in this in 2012, a year from now. What Mark Reinhold actually said, that we may, with community push, be willing to look at the APIs such as a magnometer, and sensor, GPS APIs, and multi-touch for the SE side of the platform. They have more time to do this. The Java EE side of it, and sadly I miss Antonio Goncalves. I'm not sure if he was around. I certainly spoke to Adam Bean, and about the future of the EE side. I bumped into Ed Burns, and they were pretty confident and happy about with the way EE is going. And it's obviously EE is going to a cloud focus now, and yes, that really would help. One of the most impressive demos I saw at this conference included the Heroku cloud solution, which was publishing provisioning applications and scaling them up using a Git repository. Really impressive stuff. And if that sort of API can be standardized, and I know that this isn't useful for the investment banking world, so they don't tend to use public available clouds, it, of course, things will change there. So Java EE is also in good hands there. And overall, I am very happy about the future of Java. It's with this ironic and changed situation, my feelings that the platform will get better and